Yo, motherfuckers, we're back with the Tall Guy
and Big Lou 303 podcast with our friend Jeff Stonick.
Hey.
He's going to take a reading from a book.
All right, guys, let's open things up. I am nursing my drink about five comics in when things get weird. I look up and standing right next to me is Mr. Hot Pockets himself, Mr. Jim Gaffigan. I can't believe it. Some people naturally play it cool around famous people. Not me. It's him. I can't believe this is happening. I pull it together and continue nursing my drink while he stands 2 feet from me. Should I laugh at the terrible jokes happening on stage? Should I play it cool from a distance? I don't know. To make a long story short, the next lady up gets bumped for Jim to do 20 minutes of material he is working out. And this isn't like when I get... Okay, I think that's enough.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
I like that he said nursing his drink twice.
Yeah. That's a reading from Mark Masters, Denver's top-selling fucking comedy book. Not good yet. He's all right. You know what I mean, yeah, you guys? I love the fucking guy,
dude.
We had
him on our podcast.
Hell yeah, no, dude. I fucking rolled with him last night. I showed him some of my bootleg footage for fucking just sneaking into Joey Diaz. He's like, that's cool, dude. You know, that's cool. I was like, hell yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
No, he made me listen to his whole set from fucking Irish Rover yesterday.
What?
Yeah, dude, on the way over to the Lions.
Oh, dude, no. That sounds like you.
Pulling up your videos.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, I just wanted to watch that first joke. It's a good Columbine joke, bro. I've been working on it for a long time.
Oh, my God. So this is Jeff Stonick we brought over here. He entered the Denver scene a few months ago. How long ago did you get here?
End of May, so like
end
6
of May,
months.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like him. He bought a pair of shoes for me the other week. Just last Tuesday at Irish Rover.
It. Yeah, they're nice.
Fucking olive green. Oh, they're beautiful.
So Lewis didn't have to steal his drug.
HIV, nice. FM, Homeboys Instant Vimo Flea Market, strikes again, motherfucker, downtown Denver. I sell a lot of shit out of my backpack. Wink, wink. Right?
Wink, wink.
I bought.
Quit fucking around with that shit.
I bought incense from Lewis.
Oh, come on, bud.
I lit it at night.
This is a raw deal, bud. You should have opened the window.
I like the shoes are great. The shoes are great, but the incense did give me a nosebleed the next
morning.
Oh,
really?
So,
wow, good job.
Maybe it was that black ass cocaine you got from Javier, bud. Fuck that.
Where are you getting your incense from, Antoinette? Like,
no, Antoinette. That was the time she jacked that whole fucking dollar store, bud, and shit. She stole the whole store, bud.
That's insane. I hope her, allegedly,
we didn't say, did we say the name? Nah, she didn't do that shit, dude.
No. You definitely said the name.
No, but it's all right. She didn't jack nothing. Somebody gave her a lot of stuff from the dog.
Yeah.
That's how it goes, dude.
Yeah. That's how it goes. My God.
We don't want to commit no false arrest or felony convictions here, you know what I mean?
Or real ones.
Fun and games. Denver, D-Town. So how long you been in Denver, Jeff?
So, yeah, it was about 6 months, end of May.
And where are you from?
I'm from Wisconsin.
Wisconsin?
Wisconsin, yeah.
All right, that's up there, kind of North Dakota-ish and
Kenosha,
shit, right?
You know, it's upper Midwest. It's not
North
Dakota.
Oh, people talk kind of funny. I seen Fargo.
Oh, sure.
I seen Fargo, dog. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And is it way different from where you're from?
Out here?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's mountains, man. It's nice.
Yeah, you like it?
Yeah.
Is it just flat plains and snow like wintertime? Do you get bad winters? Like, we're having a decent snow right now.
Yeah, we had.
I love it.
We had just as many as worse winters, and then the snow would stick around, like, for months.
Because it's just froze. It's cold out here.
But we were right next to, Kenosha's right next to Lake Michigan.
Oh.
So it's right between.
Oh, I hate lakes, bro. I hate water, dude. That shit.
Why do you hate water?
Fucking, because it sucks, dog.
It's nice you just look at it. What?
You hate water?
I got mountains
mountains, but you can have water,
I like frozen waves, bro. I snowboard on frozen waves, dog.
Very poetic.
Where'd you get that from? Esports?
Nah, dog. I'm deep like that, bro. I'm deep like that, dog.
Are you?
All right, frozen. Dude, I might not be able to walk and shit, dog, like regular life, but I'm like a ballerina
on a
snowboard, dude.
There's always a small difference.
No, I'm serious. I'm a ballerina on a snowboard. 360s, fucking all that shit, dude. I'm fucking dope at snowboarding, dude. It's like, I tripped fucking shrooms one time, bro, and bam,
he just listens to Disney music while he's up there.
I listen to a lot of fucking 80s and shit, dude. I go old school 80s baby shit, like fucking the Cure and shit, dude, when I snowboard, bro. You want me to go through? What do you listen to when you bicycle or snowboard?
When I bicycle or snowboard, I like listening to soundtracks. Like, I was listening to the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood soundtrack.
Oh, yeah?
I was biking around all summer.
I like the Snatch soundtrack chain, dude, to listen to snowboarding, bro. That's good. Soundtracks are dope, dude.
That's a good move.
Do that or I go 80s baby style or fucking, like, some fucking, I do a lot of fucking, hip hop fucking DJ shit. Like, fucking, have you ever heard of RJG2? Mm. No?
R2D2?
RJG2.
No. Robert Downey Jr.?
No, dude, motherfucker, he's a dope ass DJ, bro. Fucking all this shit. Uncle Tony's coloring book, dude. All kinds of fucking dope ass DJ shit, dog. I know a bunch of shit.
Uncle
dude.
Tony's coloring book.
Yeah,
I've never
dude.
Heard
of
it's
bro,
a
it's
prequel
off the chain.
To Chance Watch. The Rapper's coloring book.
Nah, that guy's a piece of shit if he bit Uncle Tony's coloring book, dog. That guy's a piece of shit, dog.
I didn't know about
that
it.
That guy's fake, bro. I don't even know. I know of Chance the Rapper, but I don't listen to none
yeah, well,
of that.
Yeah, well, so what is Uncle
shit,
Tony's
dog?
Coloring book?
It's fucking a bunch of DJ shit with some of the tightest fucking beats you'll ever fucking trip mushrooms to. Speaking of mushrooms, I got them for sale in my backpack, dog. You know what I mean?
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Wink, nudge, all that shit. Yeah, yeah. But yeah,
you
nah,
send
dude.
Your gas away with like a gift bag. Like,
no, nah, dude. You just, I fucking making tea and you get fucking goddamn pork tenderloin and mashed potatoes here in
I'm
a second, all right?
Yeah.
You just, little, this guy brought in a fucking little fucking sandwich like this and I'm hungry. And I was like, shut the fuck up, bitch. My mommy's getting home. I gotta cook her dinner, dog. I got a pork loin in the fucking. In the oven and shit, dog, you know what I mean?
For a second, I thought the pork loin was just for me.
It kind of is for you, but my mommy, if my mom don't get served first, we're all kicked the fuck out.
we almost called this the what was it?
Quick, before
my mom gets home. Yeah. That would have been, and that's kind of what we're doing right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
but it's always fun when she walks in, because then we get to see the sitcomness that Lewis and his mom.
Oh, man, yeah. She loves my comedy. Do your parents know you do comedy?
Yeah.
We were talking to little Eric Shee about this shit.
Yeah.
My daddy doesn't know.
His dad doesn't know.
His dad doesn't know.
Wow.
Yeah,
and then that's like they're going to make him do the Comedy Works paper permission slip, dog, when he does turn 18 this month and shit.
Today.
Right?
No, his birthday's today.
Oh, happy birthday, Eric Shee! Hell yeah, motherfucker 18! The phenom from Vietnam! Hell yeah, man! Uh-huh. Love that little motherfucker. Nah, I clown tall guy a bit too much. You know I love you, dog. All right, dude. Don't fucking say I don't, dog. All right, fucking, you're kind of funny.
No, I work at it. I had somebody compliment me.
Yeah, that's
how long
cool.
you been doing comedy? Did you do comedy out in Kenosha?
No, I started in Indy. So I was there. I went to college there, so I was there for a couple of years. But I did.
What did you go to college for?
Broadcast journalism to start.
Oh man!
Yeah. So,
I know, was gonna talk proper on the television.
So you're just ready to sell out.
Yeah, well, that's why I don't have much of a Wisconsin. I sold out. Yeah, so I don't have a Wisconsin accent.
You're like Joe Rogan. He don't got a Boston accent.
Yeah, because they said bitches. Have a Ohio accent, Ohioan or whatever accent. That's like the neutral.
Really?
Yeah. So I tried to just talk. So it comes out when I say Wisconsin, like
Right there. Nah, my homeboy from North Dakota, dude. You start getting him faded. He's like, oh yeah, hey, I was over here, fucking all talking all fucked up, dog. It's just how people talk funny, bro. Yeah. I got fucked up. Some dude says, oh, you're from the north side, bro. I can tell from your accent. And I was like, what? He's like, you're like a surfer thug, dog. And I'm like, oh shit. And I was like, you got a North Side accent?
He does surf
a surfer thug? Get the fuck out of here. Nah, man, these Mexicans are crazy. Dude, did you hear somebody pull the hatchet out on me last night?
Yeah. Wait, what? Again?
Yeah, yeah, dude.
You just walked. I was sitting inside, and you just walked in and said, someone just pulled a hatchet on me. I don't give a fuck. Someone pulled a machete on me last year.
Yeah, no, for real, dude. I was fucking outside, and some dude comes up asking for money, and this Mexican's like, I was like, we ain't got no money, motherfucker. And then somebody's like, why you acting crazy, fool? And I was like, I ain't acting crazy, motherfucker. And he's all, fuck that, bro. And I had my fucking boots on. I had these on, dog. You know what I mean? I'll kick the fuck out of Mexico. These fucking, that's a...
Jesus. What that, the hell?
Yeah, that's, no, that's what I was
that's felony, and this is a rhino.
These are two little baby rhinos.
Yeah, bro. I don't play games in the streets, bro.
Dude.
I don't play like, games in the streets, dog.
Damn.
So I was waiting G.I. for this Joe fucker shoe. To come at me, dog. And then all of a sudden, dude, he backs up a little bit, and then he's like, what's up, fool? And then he pulls out a hatchet. And I'm like, what's up, bitch? I'm not the one walking away. I was about to, you know, the sign that says comedy, bud. I was going to use that either like a shield, like Game of Thrones, or I was going to hit him with it, bud, if he swing that hatchet at me, bud. I was going to keep him away from me, bud, with the fucking sign. You know what I mean? I was going to pin him down and then kick the fuck out of him with my boots, dog. You know what I mean? Fuck, dog, but it's fucked up in these streets, dog. You know, I had to throw a rock at some crazy motherfucker.
Wait, no, don't go into the rock story. What the fuck happened after the...
He pulled his shit out. I was like, what's up, motherfucker? I was like, motherfucker, swing a machete at me last year, bitch. I was like, what's up? And I still ate fuguar for Thanksgiving again. I don't give a fuck, dog. Some crazy shit always happens at Thanksgiving, but I always eat fuguar with fucking Barry and Rob. You eat fuguar? In the Midwest?
So wait, did he run away?
Yeah, he ended up walking away like a little bitch, dog.
Oh my god.
You think I'm scared of fucking hatchet, dude? Get him a machete. Get him a fucking machete, bro. I'll fucking make him Puerto Rican, dog. I don't give a fuck, dog. Fuck it all, dude.
Oh my god.
Fucking, I don't even care, bro. That's you're the only Thanksgiving. Person that's Thanksgiving. I've ever met. That's motherfucking Thanksgiving fucking to December, bud. If something crazy fucking happens Luz every fucking year,
dude.
Luz is the
only person I know that has had multiple weapons pulled out on him, like, for reals.
God, you're like half... You're like 90% comic, 10% security guard.
My life really is real life GTA, bro. Yeah, dude, every day like, of my yeah, life is real life GTA, it really dude. Is. For real, dude. It's that's like I'm fucking playing a goddamn video game. But my money's all low, dog. You know what I mean?
Not enough pork tenderloin in GTA.
No.
Nah, bro. This is real life over here, that's dog. Right. This is real life in this house, dog. You know what I mean?
Oh, my like, God.
You can smoke cigarettes in here. You can do whatever in this house, yeah. dog. This is real life shit.
You can feel the pollution and the dark spirits in this house.
Fucking, my mom's gonna haunt this place when she dies, bro. That's why I'm gonna move next door and let my cousin Epi live here.
You'll just hear whispers, Luis, get a job.
Yeah, that whisper's always been there.
No, nah, dude. There's Game of Thrones episodes, dude, where my mom comes in and I'm all stoned sitting here watching it at like 4:30 in the morning. She comes and gets out of the shower. She's in a robe. What the fuck are you doing? Watching this stupid shit again? Get a fucking job, motherfucker. Fucking really talking shit. Dude. No, bro, those are the best ones, dog.
Oh, man.
And I'm just sitting there all high. It's dope, dude.
Oh, man, you could do a case study on drug addiction by watching his...
Nah, bro, I want to start a rehab. Somebody even told me it's the greatest idea, bro. Nah, dude, somebody took... Because I told them how I fucking got my PS4 and I just fucking played... PlayStation for a month, dude, and it got me off of fucking doing fucking crack, dude, for a long time, you know what I mean?
Yeah, now I'm you just serious. Gamble on your phone?
No, I don't even gamble on my phone. I play the game. I'm about to get fucking Kingdom Hearts, bro.
He said that you're like gonna suck 5 months dick, ago.
Nah, dude, now it's even cheaper, bro. I could get it with only fucking $37, bro, because I'm sharp like that, bro.
What are we going to name your rehab center?
King Daddy's Rehab. What King are you talking
Daddy's
about?
King Daddy's Rehab.
Yeah, I'll teach these kids right how to here. Fix cars and King Daddy's Auto, but I did King Daddy's Auto on fucking Jeff
That's
Nelson.
How we're going to get people sober is they're going to fix cars.
They're going to fix cars and play PlayStation and do dabs, dog. It's unlimited dabs, PlayStation, and learning how to fix cars, bro. It's
much?
A dope fucking probably like a G and a half, dude, for 3 months, dude. You know what I mean?
3 months.
$500
dude,
a month,
definitely
dog.
Definitely going to have to die for this to go
nah,
down.
Nah, dude, I'll fucking keep him out back like a kennel, like a dog in daycare, dude. Rehab fucking patients.
Has like fucking, dude, he has like fire festival tents out there.
No, in the summertime, they'll get hammocks, and I'll cover it with fucking with kombucha.
Yeah,
fucking,
if you're addicted
we'll have Brian Evans make kombucha for these motherfuckers, dog. We'll just hang out, play PlayStation outside.
These big pots of kombucha.
Hell yeah, dude.
He's just constantly sweating.
Oh, it's gross. It'll taste like fucking Brian Evans.
You're like, Brian, take off your beanie. It's July. And he's just sweating into it.
He's like, man, I need to find a tree to live in close to here.
He lives in the tree.
He lives in the tree three blocks down, bro. I'm 57. Right there by the highway. What a loser.
Oh, my God. It's cheaper by the highway.
Yeah, thanks for the fucking stand for the camera, Brian Evans.
Yeah. Just turn the kombucha sweating into it.
Oh man, that's good shit, dude.
Great employee of the month, Brian Evans.
Yeah, man. You came into the scene, man. Everybody likes you. You're pretty funny, dude. I dig it, dude.
Yeah. So I've only done comedy.
And how long were you doing comedy in Indianapolis,
like
correct?
So I did stand up like a year and a half, and then I was an improviser for two years.
Oh, gross.
So you were an actor?
I know improv.
Well, improv. There's no such thing as an actor.
It's improv. You're acting, bro. Hey, yo.
I've got roles.
Yeah?
But no, yeah, improv.
Were you
improv
OG? Were you OG improver?
Yeah, in Indy?
Yeah.
You know, yes, and we started with Indy Prov. And we had a little group called Off Topic, and we went to the Del Close Marathon in New York City 2 years in a row. It was fun.
Did you win money?
Amy Poehler runs the whole thing. It's a nice
thing.
No, we didn't win money. We spent a lot of money. It's really a money trap, the whole improv industry.
Yeah,
it's a huge
pyramid scheme.
It is, definitely.
Stand-up's kind of a pyramid scheme, but at least you can
you're good at it, dude, you start getting shit.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah.
You start making moves like tennis shoes. It's like anything else, dog. You know what I mean? You put the work and effort in. Like, man, I thought all these 5-minute fucking open mics I've done over the 2 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In the past fucking 6 months, man, I can't believe that I'm putting all those 5 minutes into 10 minutes, into 20 minutes. How far can you take that, dude?
Let's take it as
How far can I wrap it? Like, I talk a lot of shit. I got a week's worth of material, dog.
Yeah.
Maybe I do, dude. You know what I mean? No, I do, dude. I do. I've been writing so much shit down, dude. I fucking filled up a half a notebook, dude, in like 4 days, dude. Fucking when I'm not fucking.
That doesn't mean
being
it's all good.
No, a lot of it's awesome, dude. A lot of it's fucking awesome. Like, remember the dude that fucking hooked us up with meth for trying to break us into his car and shit, dude? You know? Shit like that, dude. I'm writing all that shit down. I got crazy people giving drugs to you stories.
Yeah.
It filled up 3 fucking pages, dog.
I'm not surprised.
I'm not even joking,
dog. They were
all
just a paragraph, so I got meth over here, and I got this crack giving me over here.
And yeah, I can fucking make it run into a story.
Yeah. No.
I can make that a fucking 3-minute opener running into a story.
I'm saying you've been given a lot of drugs. That's what that was implying.
Yeah, it's called not high yet.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
My first 6 months in the Denver drug scene.
No, it started a long time ago. You heard my joke about me getting high with my dad.
Yeah,
I was 13.
Yeah,
13.
I'm
38 now. Yeah, that described it very well.
You said that's a quarter century.
Yeah.
You've been fucked up.
Right? Yeah, fucked 25 years, dude.
At least he doesn't drink anymore.
Oh, man. There's a bottle of Crown, dude. It'd go good with this sweet tea like a motherfucker. You want to get faded for the rest of the fucking podcast?
You have sweet tea
what?
In that?
Hell yeah.
I'm drinking wine. Of course I'm getting faded.
It's like a thing for coffee.
Yeah, dude.
You think that was apple juice I'm putting in my cup? So when would you go sober?
Just over a year ago. A year ago, last Thanksgiving.
What's that for?
What, did you punch your mom or something?
Yeah, I punched my mom. I said, I don't want beef in the stuffing.
Who the fuck puts beef in the stuffing, dude?
White people.
No, I would have slapped the fuck out of her, too, dude.
Yeah.
Want me to go slap the fuck out of her, man?
Dude, I mean, you're more...
Put $20 on my Cash App, dog. That's $BigLou303, all right?
For $20, you'll travel all the way to Indianapolis, slap your mom.
No, she's in Wisconsin.
She's in Wisconsin.
Yeah. Even farther.
Yeah. See, I'll go fucking play Fargo and slap the fuck out of her and boogie and kill a cop on the way out. I'll fucking play Fargo. It'll be funsies.
We give her plenty to talk about her book club meeting.
Oh, my goodness. This Mexican really slapped the shit out of me.
And he said, that's from your son.
But I didn't believe him. Jeffrey wouldn't.
He's a sweet boy.
Yeah, he's a sweet boy.
That tall motherfucker he's on that podcast with, though. I don't know about him. Nobody knows about fucking this guy.
What did I do?
Do you know about this guy?
What did I do?
What did he do? Oh, no.
you know what kind of religion this guy is?
Oh, what? What were you?
Yeah, I was Mormon.
Yeah, I grew up Lutheran.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Wait, what?
He's one of them greedy bisexuals.
What?
As am I.
We're greedy people. You're
bisexual too?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Oh, fuck. Nah, I fucking don't.
See,
I don't pay
you. Attention to people.
I don't pay you. I mind my own business, dog. You know, maybe if we did drugs, I'd let you suck my dick, but that's it. You know what I mean? Right, fuck, that's it. I don't like butthole, bro. You know what I mean? I'm not gay. That's how I know I'm not gay, dude, because I don't even like fucking girls in the ass, dude. You know what I mean? That's not even
neither of us asked for a defense, but you provided quite the
have you ever pooped out your dick yet doing gay shit?
Have I pooped out my dick?
Yeah.
No.
I was boning this girl. Boom, 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 no condom. And then I fucking went to cum on her fuck tits and some poop came out and then my cum.
Oh no!
That's the best reaction I've seen to that.
Oh no! I was just like,
yeah, dude. So like, now whenever I do anal, it's with the condom on. It was fun, dude.
I imagine, like a musket.
It came out real slow. It's like, and then. My jizz, dude. It's like a pellet turd.
I imagine his fucking dick, like his dick hole just got like that wide. It was just
just spread. His dick hole was like, it was prolapsed.
Nah. It came out, it just slid out, and then it's like pressure. I know a lot about pressure. I used to work in the sewer and shit, dude. I know about high pressure lines and shit and water pressure and all that, you know.
Did she notice?
No, it fell off right before fucking my jizz came out, but I seen it. And that's what made me say, man, I don't really like fucking people in the ass, dog, so I'm probably not that gay. You know what I mean? I got turned off. Because that's the only way you can fuck a dude, or unless you just let him suck your dick, and that's not really gay unless you hold hands after it, right? That's just what I heard.
I don't know.
It's just what I heard.
Stuck on the dick shit. Like, yeah.
Oh, man. It was
like, poop out the dick.
Because I was so like, that's not scientific.
It's real, dude.
It's not possible.
You hear homeboy dude saying how technical he was about tucking his fucking balls in last night?
What?
Yeah, he's like, yeah, they got little sockets, and you tuck your balls in, and then you tape your fucking dick down into your butt and everything. It was real technical. It was a good fucking set over there. Why did he do that? The other guy from Canada, the Canadian kid.
But why would
kid.
He do that?
Because it's fucking funny, bro. I thought it was a little funny. I was like, man, this guy's really tucking his dick in his ass. I was like, that's fucking funny, dude. I was like, that is fucking cool, dude. I was like, he totally fucking put his balls inside of his body and tucked his dick in his fucking ass almost and taped it. And bam, dude, he's a girl, dog. Fuck it, dog. That's how people roll, son. That shit was fucking funny, dude. I liked it, dude. It was hilarious, dude.
Holy shit, that's so fucking funny.
Do you guys ever put your balls in your body? I tried it once, dude. I didn't fucking tape my dick in my body or nothing, but I used to snowboard, when I started snowboarding, my balls used to go in my body, and I used to have to, like, jiggle them out like that. But then, like,
very ballerina-like.
So now my dick and my balls would both try to go into my body. You know, back when I first started, now they're smart, dude. My weenie, like, fucking just fucking sleeping bags in my balls sack, dude, with my balls, dude, and they all stay warm, dude. They know what's up, dog. Then I quit wearing underwear, dude, when I snowboard, bro. I just wear my crash pads and my pants, dude. That's it, dog.
Crash pads and pants.
Yeah, bro. Crash pads. You got little hip pads in your pants, dude. And fucking, you're mint, bro. Let those balls fly, son.
Pause for dab.
So, you digging the Denver comedy scene?
Dude, I love it, man. Yeah.
Don't fucking touch my shit, bitch.
I love it because, like, you know, before Thanksgiving, things got a little slow at Thanksgiving, but.
In a week, you can do like 13 mics here. So in 6 months.
Bitch.
Yeah, 6 months you've been able to do like, you know, 150, 200 mics.
Yeah, definitely. How many mics were you doing back in Indy?
So like 4 a week.
Oh, okay.
3 or 4 a week.
That's still better than, yeah.
It's not, yeah, not horrible.
All right,
it's
Tom, let me go get tea and check on.
Well, that's better than what I came from, yeah, because when I was doing stuff, it was like 1 a week, and sometimes it was just closed.
Yeah, where'd you move from?
Grand Junction.
Grand Junction.
Yeah, that was not fun.
Wait, how far away is Grand Junction?
Like 4 hours.
Okay, because that's the exit that you take at Grand Junction. That's for another 4 hours.
Yeah.
Okay.
Grand Junction sucks!
Yeah, I know, that's why I got out of there.
Sounds like it.
But yeah, it was it's not a good town. But it was how were the mics in Indy? Like, how's the scene there? Is there one?
Yeah, no, there's a good scene. And we just got, so like there was two clubs for a while, Crackers and Morty's. And they got some good acts, and then like bigger acts would play theaters. But then they kind of ran each other out because they had the whole thing of like, you can't perform there if you perform here.
Oh, God.
And it's just, from what I've heard, this is a ball before I started. So apparently it all really, they ran each other into the ground. But now, so Crackers still has one location, but now they've got a Helium that just opened in March. Before I moved, yeah.
Oh.
And I got a good buddy like David, who I still talk to every day, and he's been working at regular, now he's getting feature spots at Helium. Nice. So it's a really good thing that I have for the scene. And
Absolutely.
David, you guys would love David.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I definitely want to start. I haven't done many out of the state. Never mind. I've never done an out of the state spot.
Really?
Have you?
Yeah, so like I went back to officiate a wedding in September. And then on the way, I stopped in Tulsa and slept in my car in a Walmart parking lot. It was great, but did a 10-minute spot. It was my first on-the-road spot. It was fun.
Did you get it booked, or was it just an open mic?
Yeah, it got booked.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. That's cool. Yeah. Yeah.
It was, friends here, connected with friends there.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was nice. It's just kind of, it was my first little taste of like, you know, you have an act kind of thing. You go out, you meet people, you say hi, and then you smoke with locals after that. You're on Facebook. So next time we're Tulsa, say hey. And say, I'm like, hey, yeah, for sure.
Fuck
so,
yeah.
It was a nice little thing. And so that's the plan, is that my buddy David's on house arrest right now. long story. Great story. But he gets off in like a year and then probation or whatever. But he's building a bunch of contacts now in the Midwest, and hopefully I can build some here, and then we can do a little, we can share them.
Yeah, you know, exactly. Kind of
stuff. Cause that's what you got. Yeah.
Yeah. You got to make, it's all, half of it's just about connections that you make throughout the time. Cause like, that's why I always make an effort to like meet people from out of state and like, you know, talk to them and shit like that. Like, not that I'm doing it for political reasons, but you kind of always are, you know what I mean?
Right, because we're having fun, but at the same time, it's like, we also got to treat it like what we want to do for the rest of
our lives. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. It's networking, and it's not just like it's like networking of friendships. Like, and I only want to work with people that I find entertaining, and so naturally, I would go talk to those people anyway, but it also has that ass backwards, like political thing that you are just unintentionally almost doing.
Yeah.
And intentionally doing, because there are a few people that I've talked to that I don't find entertaining, but I'm like,
yeah,
that guy's a guy who's been around for a while.
I'll take some sweet tea. Yeah, absolutely. That'd be lovely. Thank you. Well, you know, no, a Mountain Dew. I'd love the caffeine.
Yeah, give me a Dew.
You know?
Dick.
Two dudes.
Right. Two dudes.
Get your boyfriend a
dude. Two dudes, please.
Get my boyfriend a dude. He wants sweet tea. My boyfriend wants sweet tea.
Wow, what a great host. What a great host.
I know. Fucking sweet tea.
Oh, look at this real sugar Mountain Dew. Oh. You're not fucking around.
I'm going to drink Mountain Dew and sweet tea.
More power to you,
man. Yeah, he's going to. The funny thing is, if out of all the drugs he does, he ODs on caffeine. Because I've seen him.
Sure.
Can't OD on nothing, bro.
Can't OD on nothing, bro.
He's OD proof.
We're going to sell those shirts at your funeral.
I can't OD on nothing.
Watch when I don't OD on nothing. I'll probably get hit by a car or something.
Then we'll definitely put that on your tombstone. And it'll just be him like... Actually, no, I'm going to make a statue.
I want a holographic statue of that, dude. Just spinning like that. That'd be wicked.
King Daddy's Auto.
This gravestone is sponsored by King Daddy's Auto.
King Daddy's
and
Auto.
And Sears.
Oh, man. Too bad we got to start going live with these, bro. That way we can post it and talk shit to people.
Yeah, live's fun. I've been doing, you
it's
know.
All, yeah, I know. You're doing your little one-man band show.
Can I plug? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, let's hear about this one-man band show. Here, I'll smoke that for you.
Yeah, you follow me.
You can follow me on Luis Martinez YouTube. Fucking, we'll be posting this right here today. Or later on today. We better be posting this later on today, motherfucker. I'm tired of this fucking 5-day turnaround, bro. Eric Sheen's like, I'm Chinese. I can do this in a day, bitch. So you better be able to do it, dog, you motherfucker.
All right, as I was plugging.
Sorry, I'm not Chinese.
Back to my bestest friend.
At my name is Jeff.gif. That's my Instagram handle. I should probably get something more simple.
Definitely
more simple. But
I think I got
yeah, Instagrammers. I'm starting a podcast. I'm gonna call it Life Man, and I do 30 minutes of just live Instagram live.
Oh, you do that?
I record the audio at Lisa
place,
Lane's,
right? Yeah,
Lisa Lane's studio.
She's a nice lady, dude.
It's great, dude. Great studio.
Aren't you going to her show tonight?
I'm on her show tonight.
Oh,
her
cool, man. She's a nice girl.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And so I do the live show, and then I'm gonna have guests on.
Plug the name one more time. One more time. Do it slow so everybody gets it.
At my name is Jeff.gif. That's my Instagram. I'll go live on there, and then the
spell it for me.
GIF.
It's GIF.
Yeah.
I'm not that web savvy, homeboy.
Yeah, that doesn't mean you shouldn't know what a GIF. A GIF's been around since you were a child.
So it's fun, you know, because you got to do something, you know. I gotta might as well speak into the void.
Yeah.
I went to school for broadcast journalism. I might as well use my degree. Okay.
You see how I broadcast?
Wait, did you
did
say
you, see
you
me
say
broadcast?
You got a degree in podcast journalism?
No, I'm broadcast.
Okay.
Journalism.
I thought you said
podcast
like,
journalism.
That is the dumbest degree
that's,
I've heard since liberal arts
future.
Degree.
That's the
no,
future.
No, shut the fuck up. You
podcast
don't know shit, bro.
Podcast.
Really close, bro. All right, you know what I mean. We're already there, dude. We're doing it right now.
Yeah, you're supposed to be. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I mean, I feel that podcasts at this point are just something you do. But, I mean, like, you should know how to, like, network it and stuff like that. And I have no idea how to do that part.
No.
Yeah, how many guests have I gotten for us?
A lot.
Yeah.
I would say Corey got me as a guest.
Yeah.
The first one. That's the very, very first
no,
one.
No, I've got
dude.
A couple more.
And I was flattered, Corey. Thank
I know.
You.
Thank you.
No, I wanted to do. I wanted to get fucking Jeremy Fischer because I was talking to Fischer about trying to do a podcast where you try to outstone me, bro.
Yeah,
like
well, that's why I was
a,
worried.
You bring
this
a gram of wax.
It's
and you
it's
bring
just
a,
hanging out with them. Yeah.
Yeah. So like you got to bring a whole gram of wax. And you gotta bring an eighth of weed, dude. And we just roll joints, and I'll fucking throw fucking wax in the joints. I know how to do all that shit, you know what I mean? And we just sit here and get stoned as fuck, dog. You know what I mean? And talk shit, just like we're doing. Like, that's what I do anyways, dude.
And then you just spend the night together
afterwards? No, dude. if you could out high me, dude, if I fucking say, I'm too stoned, then you kind of win.
That's it. You just get the bragging.
Yeah, dude.
I outstoned Lewis.
But it's not gonna happen, dude. It's not gonna happen.
You need to put something up for stakes so people have motivation.
I'm gonna fucking.
You know what? If you win,
you don't.
If you win, you get his grandpa's photograph.
No,
nah,
dude,
happens.
That'll never happen. My mom will kill everybody in this room, dog.
Except a nice little feather in the frame.
Yeah.
No, I found that the day he died, bro. It was fucking snowing out, dude, and I fucking found that dude outside. Yeah.
That's
so you
like
can hold it for ransom if you outstone
fuck
him.
That, dude. I'll fucking murder you for that shit, dude. That's my grandpa, dog. He was sharp. He always drove a Cadillac, Jeff, my grandpa. And he used to take me up to the east side to St. Joe's to the Kaiser building across the street for my knee surgery. One time we're driving, and this is like the late 90s. Like, I knew what blunts were, right? I knew what blunts was. But we're driving by these fucking five black dudes. They're smoking a blunt. And my grandpa goes, "Hijito, times must be hard. Those guys are sharing a cigar." And I couldn't tell my grandpa he was weak, right, dog. Right. You know what I mean? My grandpa's an old man, well, dog.
You think your grandpa was being smart? Like,
No. He thought they were smoking a cigar, dog. He didn't know it was a blunt, dog.
I don't know.
No, grandpa, los marihuanos. You know what I mean? I would have had to tell my grandpa like that, bro. My grandpa was Spanish, dog. He was tall, bro. He was sharp,
You don't think
dog.
Your grandpa ever smoked weed back then?
No, my grandpa...
You never like, never stood in a circle?
No. My grandpa didn't smoke weed. My grandpa chewed tobacco. He used to send me with a note when I was like fucking 14, 15. Send me with a note to the C&K. It used to be called Mr. G's. Sell my grandson my tobacco and let him buy candy with the change. And I'd buy him Copenhagen and I'd buy me a thing of skull. And I'd come back, and I'd put the whiskey in my skull can, and I'd fucking take dips to chew, dude, and fucking
whiskey?
Work out. Yeah, bro, dude, that's what? How you get high, bro. You get fucking high, bud. You're fucking 15, you get high, son. You fucking put whiskey in your dipping tobacco, and you fucking get fucked up,
Here's some drug advice from
Lois. Hey, dude, hey, this is old school. This is kid shit, bro. Yeah. This is kid shit, bro. This is fucking Mexican
Maybe
kid
I had,
shit.
Yeah.
This is how Mexican kids do it, bro. You know what I mean? This is fucking life choices that fucking people make every day. Now they take Xanax, bud.
That's true.
Now the kids are all fucked up on fucking pills, dude, when they're fucking 15, dude. You tell me who's right.
Lausanne.
You know what I mean? Tell me who's right, dog. Seriously. Fuck, dog. That's like, you know why the last generation from the 90s to the late 80s to the 90s on, you know why all those kids are fucked up? Because their moms didn't fucking smoke cigarettes when they're in the womb, bro. They're all fucking pussies, bro. They need to get toxic shock, bro, about the life and the world and shit. You know what I mean?
And
they're all fucking pussies.
And...
From there on, they're fucking pussies, dude. You know what I mean?
Losers.
From
I'm one of those pussies.
No, you're not,
My mom
bro.
Didn't smoke enough.
Nah, she smoked just enough. Look, you got the Canadian tuxedo, bud.
That's
you're
true,
fucking stylish,
true,
bro. You know what I mean? That's smart. I sold him those shoes the other day. That shit was tight, dog.
You guys would love my grandpa Wayne. He's dead now.
Yeah.
He was a piece of shit. The story I always lead off with Wayne is that when he used to pick up a girl for a date, he would bring a scale and put it on the doorstep.
Shit.
Have him step on.
What?
Because he said love stopped at 120.
Oh my god!
Oh shit! Yeah. Oh shit!
A piece of shit.
Shit!
Piece of shit! Like,
dude, you would get shot by a woman for saying that nowadays.
I know.
No fat shaming. No. Do you like how I end my joke where I punch where I say I'm a girl, I'm a big fat girl, and I punch the chick and I say I'm sorry for fat shaming myself.
Yeah.
But that's fucked up, dude. Yeah. That's cold-blooded,
well,
but
no,
I like
well,
it.
My grandma,
that's
my grandma,
cold-blooded,
my grandma
but I like
always
it.
Said, was like, she's like, I was a sexy 130 when he married me. Like, and she still told this one story that she was in a bathroom stall once at the place she worked, and these two women walked in, and they were talking about Wayne and Wayne's wife.
Oh.
And they're like, you can't be sleeping around with Wayne anymore. He's got a wife. She's like, well, I heard his wife is this horrible, nagging, big, fat woman that just beats on him all day and just makes him horrible. And she's listening to all this and stuff. And my grandma's telling me this. She's got, like, such pride in it. You know, she's great. And she's like, I didn't even care,
fuck that little bitch.
Yeah, she walks out of the stall and she's like, excuse me. And they're like, yeah. She's like, I'm Wayne's wife. And then just, like, walked out. It was great.
Bitch.
Yeah, they were. So Wayne was, they were each other's first. My grandma got remarried twice, but Wayne had five wives. And he always said, a rich one, a poor one, an ugly one, a beautiful one, and then the rich one again for a car loan.
Ah, dude. No, I almost got with the old-ass chick to buy me a motorcycle, dog. I was with her, dude. She worked for the DEA, bud. And she almost bought me a motorcycle, dog.
Same kind of thing,
yeah.
Yeah,
dude. I would have done it, dude.
Oh,
I would have been. I wouldn't eat her pussy because she wouldn't shave it. You know what I mean?
You're not a fan of the bush?
I don't like that shit, dude.
Oh,
I'm not going to go
bush.
Down on that shit, dude. Fuck you. I'm not going to suck your dick anyway. You can suck mine, but yeah, I'm fucking. That's
no,
as
nice
gay
woman.
As I go,
old
bro.
Bush. Nice woman.
Nah, bro.
Bush.
I don't give a fuck. I'll. Hit the fuck
at this point, you'll suck dick for a starter, Lewis.
Nah, bro. I got a starter in the trunk, bitch. I ain't got a license. I'm not stupid, motherfucker. How about that, you fucking cocksucker? You're the one that went through your windshield.
I didn't go through my window.
Fix your fucking door. Fix your fucking door, and you go through the fucking windshield. You crash a car the next day. You're a fucking idiot, dude. You're
it wasn't an idiot, the next bro. Day, you fucking
Or the cuss. Next week, the next day, same thing, bud. Fuck you, bud.
This podcast is brought to you by Geico.
You fucking suck. Nah, this fucking is brought to you by saving a lot of money by fucking getting your license taken away. You know what I mean?
How does that save you money?
I don't care. Just don't call Frank Azar, bud. That fool got caught in the bushes when he got his DUI.
Wait,
Frank Azar? Yeah, Frank Azar. So
he got caught in the bush? Wait,
yeah,
what?
He got caught for a DUI and he ran from the cops. He was trying to hide in the bushes, dude, downtown and shit, dog.
What?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, fuck Frank Azar, dude. That guy's a piece of shit, dog.
Yeah, but he's got 3.2 million reasons why you should call
him. Who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck? The guy's crying in the bushes? Call Sawaya, bud. That guy's sharp. My grandma went to school in Trinidad, Colorado with the old guy, bud, back in the day, dog. I'm no joke, dog. They're both old as fuck, dude. That boy is sharp, bro. So why law firm, bro? That's who we're sponsored by. and psilocybin's wink wink.
Wink wink.
You finished that.
I guess.
Oh. How old was your grandpa when you knew him? Oh, this all past him, or was he still a piece of shit when he was old?
So end of his life, so he was like sober for like 20 something years when he died. But he was still. So my grandpa has my uncle, my mom's brother has a roofing business.
Yeah.
Precision Roofing. If you ever need a roof in the greater
in Wisconsin.
Area. So he worked there, like kind of like sit at the receptionist, and then would sell. Pieces like Excel, like copper and cell
yeah.
roofing equipment out the side, out the back door to people in the community, out from under my uncle's nose.
I would do that shit too. Yeah, dog. That's gangsters.
So he kept to his ways. Like
hell yeah! I gotta go check on the food.
Yeah,
oh my god!
Yeah,
that's so good.
But so I didn't know him super well because he didn't really. He talked to us a ton, but like he always came to our sporting events and stuff. Very quiet guy, very tall, skinny, quiet guy. But I gave the eulogy at his funeral.
Oh wow!
And it was like written by his kids and stuff, and it was just funny to deliver the eulogy to a room full of people who hated the man.
Yeah.
like they all had reasons to like Wayne wronged them all, like in personally and individual ways.
Oh fuck.
And yet they all loved him in like this endearing way, and they were all there.
They respected him. They didn't like him, but they respected him.
Yes. Yeah. Like he didn't deserve that, but that was very nice. That was very, you did a very good job.
Do you do a bit about this?
I wanted to, just from talking about it out loud, yeah, I want to.
Yeah,
like,
no, that's a good premise, because, like, yeah, because my family's, like, fucking boring, like, they're Mormons and shit like that, like, the craziest thing that's happened in my family is that, like, my uncle abandoned his wife and kids and moved to Chicago, like, one night he just up and left, and then, one of my aunts allegedly got murdered by her husband.
Jesus.
And like, yeah, only the family thinks so. Like, my mom thinks so, and my sister thinks so. But it's, like, one of those things that, like, from what I've heard, they got no proof. They're just like, he was around way too much. And, like, yeah, it was our husband.
Wow. Like, fighting a lot.
No, they were, well, she was, like, bedridden. Okay. And that's why they think he did it, because, like, she was...
poisoned her?
Yeah, like, either poisoned her, or they think that he just, like...
Man, that's fucked
people
up.
People die, dog. Yeah. Who gives a fuck, dog?
Oh, yeah.
Game of Thrones, whatever.
Yeah, and me moving around.
Well,
we're not...
Game of Thrones, son.
Bitch, I've seen you cry about your dead relatives.
Fuck you, I seen Jeff Cohen showed me a fucking picture of a dude getting shot at 7-Eleven on 27th fucking Federal yesterday.
When?
Dude. Just like 2 days ago, dude. He's like, look, my neighbor was there when this happened, and some fucking crackhead's jumping around at the car. Some dude fucking rolls down his window, goes, pops! Oh, shit. Goes right through, dog. You see it. Like, it fucking comes right out his back. That guy goes, I'm sorry, I don't know why I laughed at that.
Yeah,
but I seen it before, dog.
Oh, shit.
But crackheads get shot, dude. I don't give a fuck, dog. You fucking come banging on my window. If I got a gun and kids in the car, I'm going to shoot your ass too, motherfucker. You know what I mean?
Oh,
I don't give
a fuck,
dog. You know what I mean? That's how it goes in the hood, dude. I was fucking laughing. Like, when I seen that, I laughed. I laughed just now, dog. I don't give a fuck, dog. You know what I mean? But that's just something
I've seen. Well, usually it's not somebody. It's usually not somebody that, like, when I guess, see a lot of murder videos,
hey,
you don't know.
Videos didn't desensitize me. Life did. All right, dude. That's how fucked up it is. Yeah. I fucking lived 38 years, dog. I remember they were shooting on the next block over, and my mom's calls 911. Where's that at? Oh, they're shooting all kinds. And then I get on the phone. I'm standing on the front porch. I was like, yeah, they're shooting on the next block over, Shoshone. I was like, it's one block west of fucking Raritan and 56. And the cops were like, oh, we got somebody going right there right now. What are they in? And then a fucking SUV, fucking a Chevy fucking Suburban came out. And they were shooting up the block as they were driving, bro.
What?
Yeah, they were shooting up the block as they were driving. And as they were driving by me, they were shooting.
Like just
and
spraying?
I was just, yeah, just fucking shooting in the air and shooting up the block and fucking. Jeez. And I'm on the phone on the fucking front porch with the fucking 5-0 while they're shooting. The cops are like, where are you at? I was like, oh, I'm watching them shoot as they drive. You know what I mean? House. I was like, it's a... I'm desensitized, guys. Come on, dude. I don't even give a fuck, dude. I'm fucking watching. I want to see this shit live,
this
bud.
This motherfucker's like Gus and Breaking Bad. He'll just
walk
in.
That's how he gets a thrill.
Yo, motherfucker, somebody pulled a hatchet on me last night, dude. You think I'm scared of somebody shooting out of a fucking car up the road? But I've seen this shit before. I've seen it before, bro. It's fucking Tuesday.
Just
because
you've seen it
that's
before doesn't,
Tuesday,
doesn't make
bitch.
The possibility of
that's
getting struck by a bullet.
That's just motherfucking Tuesday, yeah. son.
Any less
it's Tuesday. So, like I said, it's a fucking black SUV, it's a fucking silver Mustang, it's a Nissan, blue Nissan, yeah. Fucking like...
Damn, actor. He's got, do you get the VIN number too?
Nah,
Jesus
dog,
Christ.
I just fucking seen the car drive by and they're shooting guns and shit, dog. I just play like GTA. It's a fucking my homeboy Ron, it's this guy, you know what I mean? And I just said the cars they was driving and they was shooting, dog.
Oh my god.
And I'm standing on the front porch doing it and my mom's like, get your ass in here!
The fucked up thing is I can see his mom getting struck inside the house.
Yeah, she's the one to get struck.
Yeah.
Yeah, whizzes right by me and hits the fucking phone, hits the fucking mirror, ping, 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 in here, bam, right in my mom's head. Then I gotta drag her in.
Well, it's not a pong.
And then I gotta drag her in a room and fucking hide her body and collect her checks and shit, dog. You know what I mean? Fucking hopefully I can get into her bank account.
I can totally see him
doing it. Psych. I couldn't do that.
Oh, you would. You would put her body in her room.
Like... No, that's already an HBO movie, dude.
Yeah, I know.
That gay dude, huh? His mom gets shot in a drive-by.
Yeah.
And then he got to her accounts and shit. It's a real good movie.
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it? It's real good. We should find out what it is, dude. It's a real good movie. No, it is, dude. I watched it a few times because I was like, what the fuck's this movie about? And homeboy gets caught like fucking 6 months down the line. He's been getting his mom all kinds of credit and cashing her checks and shit, dude, and living there. And his mom got shot in a drive-by and he's got her fucking locked in the room while sealed in the room. All decaying and
shit,
dog. Shit. And fucking
what
he's cashing her
this?
Checks. I don't know, but the
is
dude finally
HBO?
Comes out that he's gay. Like, right after his mom dies, and he's bringing dudes home while the mom's dead in the other room.
And they're like, what's that smell?
Yeah.
That's just my ass.
That's my ass. are we doing this?
Is that how you play it off?
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
oh,
if
shit,
I was,
dude.
Yeah, but.
Oh, boy, that's cold blooded. That's just my ass.
That's why I'm fucking you.
Oh, that's fucking funny, dude. You want some? Or winks and shit?
Oh, God. But how does he get caught?
Because he put a bunch of credit out on her line.
Oh.
It's like, I'm trying
everybody,
to...
We just ruined the movie for
look,
you?
Look, I'm trying to do good, bro. Yeah. I got an application, dude, right there.
Oh, God.
Donut, Voodoo Donut.
And it's, hell yeah, baby. Hell yeah,
oh, hey. It's,
hell yeah. So I'm dumb. Fucking moving up in the world, dude. I'm tired of being 3018 and shit, dog.
I just can't wait to see the donuts he creates. He's got one in the shape of a crack pipe.
I won't do that. I'm going to make the Christmas tree ones they're making right now, dog. You know what I mean? I'm good at shit, dog. Look at it, dude. You're going to love this pork tenderloin. I got it back in the oven for one more try. One more time, bud. One more time.
Yeah, I'm excited to eat.
Fuck yeah, dude. How long have we been going?
Yeah, how long have we been going? 15 minutes.
Alright, that's pretty good, but we're still going to go a little bit longer.
Yeah, let's keep on going. No.
What have you got in the works? You going to start an open mic or anything?
Yeah, well, you know those Durango boys? Josh Emerson, Jacob, no, not Lipstick.
No, the other guys?
Jacob Jonas and Ellie Weber. So they're starting a little Dead Room Comedy. They're going to start producing stuff. And one of them might be a mic that I'll help run.
Yeah.
We want to do it at Voodoo Donuts on South Broadway. We just emailed them. And so do like either a 4 p.m. on Tuesday mic or like a...
All right, that's perfect.
A 1 or 2 a.m. on a Friday night.
Oh.
Like late night after the bar rush and after shows and stuff. You can go
do other stuff. Tuesday... Going way early is good.
I like that, right?
But Tuesday, you never want to fuck with Tuesday in Denver because of New Talent Night at Comedy Works.
Yeah, you got to have...
Well, that's why it's an early set.
Yeah, so, no, that's wrong. That's exactly what I said. That's smart of you going for. Because I was trying to do one at Crazy Bound Brewing because it's a beer garden and it closes at 8 anyways.
Okay.
I wanted to do an early one. That way they got to... A quick brush up, dude, on their shit going into Comedy Works New Talent. You know, they got one more chance to go throw something. That would be a smart one at Voodoo.
2, 3, 4 minutes. Yeah, that's whatever killer. You got tonight. Yeah, do that.
And it'll have a bunch of foot traffic right then anyways.
Right. Do it right by that little window, right by the street corner.
Yeah.
Right
on I'm trying to get one going in Arvada right there. It's right off the fucking light rail. I won't say the name right now because I don't want to jinx it, but... It's got a stage. Every time I go by that motherfucker, it's got people in it. You know what I mean?
Nice.
And it's going to be hopefully a Wednesday or Thursday. And it's not competing with Voodoo or Rocksteady. It's like I'm going to have it started a little bit earlier than those two. And even if you just get 20%, 20, 30% from either one of those crowds on either one of those days... You'll have a good mic, dude. Yeah. And that's what we need is we need a lot more good mics here, dude.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We lost a lot of good mics, dude. You know what I mean? I fucking miss Chorito, dog. Yeah, you miss Chorito. You never seen Chorito, dog. I got the poster. I cried. I fucking a poster fell. When I was getting a tie, one of those posters fell out. And I was like, oh, I got more emotional than that last podcast. I might do it right now. We were so high on acid that night. Dude. Oh, my gosh, dude. And we had so much fun. And that was the first place I ever did an open mic at, dude.
Yeah.
Was El Trito, dude. And that shit, I remember that. Where was the very first mic you ever did in Indy?
In Indy? It was like years ago, the Crackers, but...
So where's the first one you did here now?
So it was Stoney's was the first one.
All right.
I got here on a Thursday, but then the second one was your one.
Oh, nice.
Oh, really?
At that biker bar, dude. Right up the road in the hood. Hell yeah.
I remember the night because I was like, should I go out or should, you know, because.
Nah, dude, I fucking missed that shit too, dude. I missed hosting it with Grambo and shit, dude. But now that he has his baby and fucking all that shit, that's how it goes, dog.
Yeah.
That's like, but that shit was too thugged out. That's like I'm saying. This other place I'm looking at, it's got a stage, it's gonna have folks, hopefully we could get it going, dude, fuck it, dog, you know what I mean?
Yeah, cause...
But there needs to be a lot of shit, like, fucking, what stuff are you gonna be on here soon?
Well, I'll be on the show tonight, and then, something in Durango in January, so.
Yeah, this guy got what...
I don't
Punchline
know.
Jeopardy,
yeah,
bitch.
Yeah, we gotta do Punchline Jeopardy
stupid
next.
Stupid motherfucker. I'm gonna fucking kill that shit this week. Or next week.
Yeah, next Tuesday we're gonna have Punchline Jeopardy 8 o'clock at Diebolt Brewing. And hopefully...
Diebolt in the north side, motherfucker. It's right there by fucking Chubby's. That's where fucking everybody used to buy Coke from Gay Louie. Not me. But other gay Louis, but that's where people used to buy good coke from was he's Chubby's Louis the right fag, there.
So like, there's a difference.
Hey, don't you be saying the gay F word, motherfucker. I'm only a little gay, like my outfit, bud. You know, my tie's a little gay, bud. You know,
tiny big.
Fucking
gay.
Yeah, well, dude.
And you can always find us at Kinga's every Tuesday.
Yeah, Kinga's. Every
Tuesday. Every Why don't you come to Kinga's anymore?
Oh, cause I don't like Coastway.
Oh yeah. Coastway's great. We went to AA together.
You did?
Yeah, we did.
Oh,
it was a good time.
How the fuck was that?
It was a good time.
So, like, I wanted to get back to that question. Like,
you want to go to fucking my fucking homely rehab, dude, where you eat pork tenderloin and play GTA and shit online?
Thankfully, I'm already clean enough.
Whatever, dude. You want to stay clean? You want to fucking learn how to fucking do shit right, dude? Fuck fucking fake asshole Sway and his fucking honky fucking Indiana bullshit, dog. Where's he from? Iraqistan? Fuck that kid. He's a fake Mexican, dog. I don't give a fuck, dog.
Boy, yeah. Well, that pork tenderloin sounds great.
Yeah, right? It sounds delicious.
Fuck fake Mexicans, dude, and I'm out of here, bro. I'm going to do a dab and fuck fake Mexicans. All right,
we're
going to
end love on fuck sweat. Fake Mexicans. Have a good one. Thank you for doing this, Stonic.
Right on, man. Stonic. We're going to eat bitches.